inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow.
In this week's edition of Garden Talk, we work on garlic harvesting and also a preview of the summer garden tour. And with us on the line, as usual, is Master Gardener Ed Byarski. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Matt. Another dry day in the neighborhood. What a wonderful thing.
Relatively dry. A little bit of moisture.
Well, okay. It's dry out in my neighborhood. Downtown, it may be raining as it often is, which I've gotten reports of over the last week. But I'll take what I get.
Okay, well, we might want to get some of that garlic out of the ground there before it gets too wet, right?
Exactly. I was just checking the forecast for next week, and it looks at least promising for some more dry weather. I'd like to have a couple of dry weeks. That may be too much to hope for. But, yeah, looking at our garlic now that's in the ground, I have started harvesting some of the early. I've got some varieties that are earlier than others based on, you know, past observations. The big concern is not waiting too long so that the skins on the covering the bulbs are starting to rot off, which then means that they won't dry out well and they won't store well, because I really do want my garlic to last, hopefully into next spring at least, assuming I don't eat it all before then.
So if the bulb is underground, how do you tell that it's ripe for picking, ripe for harvesting?
Well, yeah. So looking at the plant, we've talked that on hardneck garlics, at least, they have the scapes, which are those top sets that are curling and then uncurling. So if you leave some of them on, you can actually watch their growth. And as, I mean, they are curled right now, and then they uncurl and eventually become pointing straight up. That's definitely would be a time for getting them out of the ground. Looking at the lower leaves of the garlic, will be turning yellow. They will die off. And when the bottom two or three or four leaves are dry, or yellow, I should say, yeah, dry, hopefully, that's usually a good indication. And, of course, you can go ahead and just dig up a few of the bulbs, you know, from, you know, if you've got different varieties like I do. And you can see the difference is, again, different varieties will mature at different rates. So checking some of these, for me personally, I would just as soon get them out of the ground a little early. You know, adding an extra week isn't going to make a big difference in their size. Some of the timing, when did you plant these? And I know some folks who planted didn't plant until, well, this spring when it when the ground thawed out. So those are most likely to be later to mature and to harvest. So all of that together, and like I say, some experience helps too.
And what happens if you do pull out a few that are getting kind of moldy and mushy?
You definitely, yeah, that's something to watch for as you're harvesting. If you see stems right at ground level that have some mold on them, those you want to set aside and actually handle them carefully. So literally wash your hands in between or pull them up. Set those aside to be eaten right away because we don't want the mold to go in. And it can go into the stems and then down into the bulb and infect those. And sometimes you'll find if you don't get them dried out well enough that you go to peel off the outer skins, even though you think they are well cured and dry, that there will actually be mold inside those, like on the tops of the cloves, which is a very bad indicator for any kind of long-term storage and even, you know, make them mediocre for eating. So, yeah, remove any, you know, look over the whole patch carefully at the bases of the stems and get those suspicious ones out and keep them separate.
Okay, and just a little bit of time we have left here. There are big gardening events coming up this weekend, the Summer Garden Tour, right?
It is, and got some great gardens on the tour. There's a batch of them out on Lena. There's a couple more in the valley, some beautiful gardens with some interesting stuff, from ponds to primulas and other, and there's a garden railway that definitely should be seen. Tickets are available at the Jack and at Hearthside Books, or on the Southeast Alaska MasterGardeners.org website. So, and the maps will be published on the website for folks to get once they've paid for their tickets.
Okay. Ed Byarski, thanks a lot.
All right. Thank you, Matt.
Ed Byarski, Master Gardener, with this week's edition of Garden Talk, a weekly feature here on KTOO.
Till the rains come tumbling down.
You can also sign up for the Garden Talk podcast by going to our website at ktoo.org/gardentalk.
Grain for grain.